It's been quite a scramble for executive director of the Park City Institute's Terry Orr since late last year when she was told their critical summer concert season would need a new home venue. She says with the support of many in the community, they've settled on two venues that will include 7 performances at Quinn's Junction Playing Fields and 2 July concerts at City Park.
So we knew how to do them in one location. We certainly know how to book them. We know how to show people a good time. The challenge will be in creating great venues. And Jenny Dearson and Jonathan Wiedenheimer and, you know, the whole city staff, but Dave Gustafson, so many great folks have been out there with us looking at the space and already trying to brainstorm a concert venue.
The Park City Council approved the concert events in a 4-1 vote with Becca Gerber dissenting. Orr says even though the series is not new to Park City, changing venues is difficult for mitigating the impacts on residents, traffic, and commerce.
By moving them, everyone will be incurring some different impacts in different places. I think I wanted to clarify, and I hope I'm representing Becca fairly, she really was voting no because of the first two concerts. Her concerns had to do with specific impacts on the 3rd and the 13th, because those, the 3rd, of course, being the holiday with lots of other things going on, and the 13th being at City Park and how that will feel to those residents. The rest of the concert she was fine with. And I respect that vote and that opinion.
They had to organize the 2 July performances at the ball fields in City Park because there are previously scheduled events at Quinn's Junction. Both sites will be flat seating.
We'll have our reserve seats and our donor seats. That will be the same. The difference is that the stage will be elevated. So in the past, you were on the slope side and you were looking down at the stage. In this case, you'll be flat and the stage will be elevated.
There's not enough parking at Quinn's to handle concert crowds of 2,500 people, so they're working on transportation plans.
Because there is no bus system, which I didn't realize, that goes out to the hospital or the clinic or the NAC or any of those places. So we have to help with a transportation plan, because there is no parking out there for these concerts. Eliza, we've certainly spoken with Les Bus and with Four Seasons and Sam Rubin's company, and so we're in the process of figuring out. But probably folks will be parking at Eccles Center and Richardson Flat and somehow then being transported to the venue.
There will be handicap parking along with limited VIP parking available for both venues, but no public parking otherwise. They'll bring in food and beverage vendors for each of the concerts. She says the plan for now is to hold events on the artificial turf at Quinn's due to power availability. The 2 concerts at City Park will be on the ball field. Orr says they'll abide by city noise ordinances.
And the city ordinance is 10 o'clock. That doesn't change. So all amplified music has to be done at 10 o'clock, and that's what'll happen there as well.
Orr told KPCW the summer series is very important to their financial bottom line. The Deer Valley location was not without expense for the Institute.
We paid a lot of money to Deer Valley to be at that venue. So that was a business arrangement. It wasn't a nonprofit donation by any means. So we paid them for the site to be there. We paid for our own sound and lights up there. We paid for our own security, our EMTs, we paid them a percentage of the gate. So some of those costs and those monies will be transferred to a new venue.
There's no plan yet for next season. She says there has been a lot of community support and they'll continue to work on options.
There are certainly some folks in the community who have said, we'd love to create a venue for you, that have land and have the ability to do that. This so blindsided us in December. We just didn't have time to think about anything but survival. Now that we have a little bit longer lead time, we can start to think a little more strategically.
Orr says Vail Resorts has stepped up with donations of cash and volunteers. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.